We humans are in a constant battle against microbes that surround us, such as bacteria and viruses. Evolutionary theory tells us that as we evolved, so did these microbes. We have been equipped with multiple layers of defense against them, such as high fever, a protective skin layer, enzymes that chop microbes into pieces, and finally, our incredibly complex immune system. Even today, with all our technology at our disposal, if some life form overcomes us, it's not going to be the mighty lion or bear, it's going to be the lowly microbe. And why? Because these microbes, although extremely simple, have every evolutionary advantage over us. Let me name six. First, they have astronomical reproductive advantage. In order for selection to occur, some must live and some must die. The higher the reproductive rate and thus casualty rate, the stronger the selection pressure and the faster evolution progresses, or should we say, the slower it digresses. If an organism exhibits low reproduction rate, then it must have a high survival rate or else suffer extinction. How many children do you plan to have? You need to have two just to maintain your line. I doubt you'll have even four. Meanwhile, how do the microbes fare? Bacteria will divide in as little as 20 minutes when not resource limited, and viruses can multiply by a factor of millions in hours while infecting a host. The microbes have the clear evolutionary advantage because they sacrifice victims to the cause of selection at a rate many thousands of times higher. But amazingly, there is yet a second advantage. We are absolutely overwhelmed by the sheer number of microbes surrounding us. There are 100 million bacteria of over 600 species in every milliliter of saliva in your mouth. You have bacteria covering your hands and feet, in your eyes, nose, and ears, in every break of your skin, and in every body opening. The number of humans has historically been less than a billion, but the number of bacteria in the Earth's biosphere has always been an estimated 1,000, billion, billion, billion. And viruses are thought to outnumber bacteria. This means that we humans cannot concentrate our defense against just one strain of microbe, but must simultaneously be evolving upgraded defenses against a multitude of attackers. The microbe's third advantage makes things worse. The information content in a viral or bacterial DNA or RNA is paltry compared to our behemoth genomes. For evolution, simpler is better because it's easier to find a random useful mutation to a simple message than to a complex one. Random mutational modifications must act on an encyclopedia for humans and on a post-it note for viruses. Generating a useful mutation is nearly impossible for the human as compared to the microbes. And still, that's not all. The fourth advantage is that the human immune system, while amazingly clever, is a Rube Goldberg contraption that is so complex and fine-tuned that it simply cannot cope with and adapt to the deft and flexible microbes' mutations. Consider the HIV virus, which actually kills us by attacking and disabling the immune system. How many thousands of years would it take for us to evolve a defense against it? In fact, we are seeing the immune system fall out of tune, causing allergic reactions to common items like grass, pollen, latex, milk, and peanuts. It's all downhill, not uphill. And the microbe's fifth advantage? Microbes, particularly viruses, are exceedingly pernicious in that they have extraordinarily diverse and resourceful methods of overpowering our defenses. They can lie dormant for decades, even centuries. They can survive and even thrive in hot and cold, wet and dry, salty, acidic, high and zero pressure, and presence and absence of oxygen. They can be transmitted by air or water, by touch, kiss, intercourse, sneeze, blood exchange, or contact with surfaces in public areas. They can lie dormant in the body and periodically activate. For example, once you contract herpes, you have it for life. The stage when viruses are most communicable is often before they exhibit symptoms, which short circuits our means of developing a defense through evolution, since the cause-effect relationship is hidden. Finally, and perhaps the most amazing of all, we need these microbes to survive. In our gut, we maintain a colony of essential microbes. They outnumber the cells in our entire body by at least 10 to 1 and are of more than 500 species. Meanwhile, these microbes are reproducing millions of times per second, and each division is an opportunity to mutate and attack its host. The evidence is absolutely overwhelming that we cannot compete with microbes in an evolutionary foot race. Yet, here we are. This is compelling evidence that we did not get here by a process of evolution over long periods of time, since time operates to the advantage of the microbes. Rather, our history is short, we are devolving and not evolving, and microbes would, given enough time, wipe us out.